the next UN Tourism Secretary General emerged? Refreshing. Is UN tourism on the horizon of the recently concluded Indian Ocean cruise that made headlines throughout Africa? It featured the former UNWTO candidate for Secretary General, the former Minister of Tourism for Seychelles, the former President of the African Tourism Board, and a VP in the World Tourism Network cruising the waters he is so familiar with as the founder of the Vanilla Islands Tourism Group. St. Ange said he went on the cruise to catch up with old friends and promote his tourism consultancy business, but a new run as Secretary General for UN Tourism, formerly UNWTO, may also have been on his mind. On his 8-lecture series Cruise on the World along the coast from Durban, South Africa, to his home country, Seychelles, he stopped in Maputo, the capital city of Mozambique, Mayotte, Comoros, Zanzibar, Dar es Salaam, and Mombasa. He showed his passion for tourism, openness, and world views. St. Ange was in his element, enjoying what he is known to do best, lecture, socialize, and talk about tourism, with a mix of socializing. He loves the press, and apparently, the press loves him. He also demonstrated that tourism is not only about talk, it's about action, a driver of the world economy, a responsible business, and competing, but it always connects. Alain St. Ange was the founding president of the Indian Ocean Vanilla Islands. He was honored to be the only tourism minister of the member islands elected to serve 2 back-to-back mandates as president. Taking his cruise, talking and lecturing, and meeting high-level friends, as he did on his 8 stops, including in Maputo and Mozambique Island, the UNESCO heritage site of Mozambique, Mayotte, Comoros, was a homecoming. Officials from the Ministry of Tourism of Mozambique boarded the floating residence The World as it was docked at Maputo to meet with Alain St. Ange. The planet's most prominent private residential yacht offers a global adventure like nothing else. Each 165 residences aboard The World is a private home, bringing its owners endless discovery and unparalleled immersion. Alain explored a lifestyle unlike any other and one few get to experience. Mr. Nuno Fortes, the investment director at the National Tourism Board of Mozambique, and Mrs. Isabel Macy, the ecotourism specialist at the Ministry of Tourism of Mozambique, holder of a master's in ecotourism from James Cook the University in Australia, used the opportunity of the port call by The World at Maputo to discuss possible cooperation with St. Ange. They also discussed maneuver options for increased visibility for Mozambique. "We had a good meeting. Yes, we discussed Mozambique and its UNESCO World Heritage Site of Mozambique Island. In Mayotte, Michel Matty, the director of tourism for this island nation and a member of the Indian Ocean Vanilla Islands Group, welcomed Alain St. Ange to his Mamadzou City Center offices. As he appreciated the Mayotte welcome, which included flowers decorating the gangway from the landing jetty and a Mar cultural group in traditional light blue dresses singing and tapping their drums, entertaining the passengers as they made their way onto Mayotte, St. Ange addressed the waiting press. It was the opportunity for the two tourism leaders to discuss this vital industry for the 6 Indian Ocean islands that form part of the Vanilla Islands group. On the agenda was a discussion of what St. Ange called the cruise ship tourism niche market for Mayotte Island and their free independent tourism, FIT, market, touching on the essential value for money demand by discerning travelers. Tourism security was another point, concluding, "Never forgetting that what is good for visitors is also good for the island's residents," said St. Ange. H.E. Homed Mseti, the Comoros Minister for Tourism, boarded the luxury cruise liner as it arrived in Moroni to greet St. Ange. The Comoros minister was accompanied by his commandant for the port of Moroni, Mrs. Toilabia Soilihai, and his private entourage. Comoros currently holds the presidency of the African Union, AU, and it was an opportunity for Alain St. Ange to spell out the different avenues of cooperation. It can only be speculated if this could have included a brainstorming session on St. Ange's wanting to put in a bid for the next UN Tourism Secretary General post again. iturbonews.com. In Zanzibar, Alain touched on the history and tourist attractions of the East African coast island that lived and breathed tourism and became a leader in many activities. "It's long overdue that an African-based Secretary General be appointed to this organization, which is plagued with rumors about corruption, flawed elections, and much more. St. Ange knows how to bring the world together. He always believed in friends of all and enemies of none, and Seychelles remains a classic global example of this philosophy. St. Ange would bring a new trend to world tourism as a UN Tourism, UNWTO, leader. One of his biggest coups was his ability to start a carnival of carnivals in Victoria, Seychelles, one of the world's smallest capitals. Sir James Mancham, the founding president of Seychelles, is remembered to have written his monthly magazine VIOAS about the merits of the annual Carnival International de Victoria. Iturbonews.com. The 2015 Travel and Tourism Competitiveness Index credited Seychelles for its tourism work. At that time, St. Ange was in charge of tourism. In the published World Economic Forum's Travel and Tourism, TNT, Competitiveness Report for 2015, Seychelles scored highly across a range of indices to win second position in the Eastern and Southern Africa category behind only the recognized powerhouse of the continent, South Africa.